I realised not so much about sexism, because actually in the early days I didn't experience any that I can recall, but I certainly wanted a network, and there was no network for women. It was a man's game. Women, you know, were perfectly good desk editors and publicists, but all the managing directors were men. And so there was this sense that I was in an industry that had a lot of very interesting and intelligent women in it, but they were not in positions of power, not ultimate power at least. So if you wanted to network, I mean, if you wanted to get on in the profession, there was no route, there was no pathway that I could see for women. So when I'd heard about women in publishing and that they were going to meet in a pub and discuss publishing matters, I thought it was a wonderful opportunity, because I was new to the industry still, and I thought it was a wonderful opportunity to meet a whole load of people from whom I might buy books.
What did you perceive would be the value of having a network?
Well, the network was the basis upon which you discovered books and were able to acquire them. It was ever thus. It's like that today. And in those days, it was even more diverse, because you bought from hardcover publishers, so you'd have to get to know the rights directors of the hardcover publishers. If you really wanted to know what was going on, you had to get to know the editors, because they knew about things before the rights directors. And you had to get to know the agents in case you wanted to commission an original work in paperback. So there were lots and lots of hardcover publishers. So if you were going to have the most interesting and diverse paperback list, you had to get to know an awful lot of people, keep in touch with them. They had to like you, number one. They had to trust you. We were a startup, therefore, you know, why should they sell to us as opposed to someone else, apart from if we paid more money than anybody else? We had to prove, if you like, that we were worthy of being sold to. We weren't the only game in town. There were lots of paperback imprints, and we were the new guys on the block. And you know, and certainly myself, without any track record. So to be able to plug into a network and be able to convince people that you were serious, that they could be confident that selling you a book, it was in good hands in terms of its legacy, was enormously important. And I knew absolutely nobody.